There's probably a split between the adults and the children. For many adults, the highlight of the Seder will be Shulchan Oreich. It's a chance to eat some special foods. There's, I think, a lot of feelings towards the memories of Seder menus, and it's the night that we eat this, and Bubby makes that, and et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the children, of course. What do the children say? Children could care less about the meal. By then, they've probably stuffed their faces on potato. They've had matzah. They've had their grape juice and their wine. What they're really up to is they're waiting for tzafon. It's the afikomen. Afikomen is going to be the bartering with their parents to see what it is that they can get. I want to share with you an idea about the afikomen. Of course, why do we even have prizes in the first place? Where does it come from? The entire night is meant to be a night for the children. There has to be a motivation to keep the kids interested. So the kids look and say, like, Azma, what's the purpose? So we say, we'll do this differently. We keep them interested in the afikomen. There's so many things that keep the children interested. Fine. So we have all that. The question then becomes, what's the purpose of negotiating? So Rabbi Krohn shares a beautiful idea. He says that the afikomen and the present is sometimes a mistake that children make, or parents, rather. Parents mistakenly think that what is it that the children want? The children want their present. It's going to be great, my loot, my haul from the night. But he says it's important to realize that at the end of the day, the children want the presence of their parents far more than the present that they're going to give them. The present is a one-shot wonder. It comes and it passes. But the presence, the time that the parents spend with their children, that's what's so meaningful. And I think that's really part of the message of Pesach. Pesach is a holiday that is all about family, spending time together. It's an opportunity that families have a memory that lasts well past the Seder night. This year might be a little bit different because there won't be the same people at the Seder. Nonetheless, I think it's important to remember that in Tzafun, yes, we keep the children interested, but it's interested in the dialogue, interested in the connection, interested in the presence and the constant presence of their family.